Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is the difference between the Reagan Republican Party that he would take hold of and really shape, having cut the deal with the moral majority on abortion and for the first time putting that plank, that social plank, in our more libertarian-oriented platform in the 1980 race, and today's GOP, for example, which has cut a deal with Trump on things like tariffs and Putin?
Well, I think the essential paradox of Ronald Reagan, which really helps to understand why he was who he was and why Trump is very different, I think the essential thing to focus on is the fact that there was a big difference between Reagan as the campaigner and Reagan as somebody who was in office as governor and as president. As a campaigner, he was often quite far to the right, and he accused Democrats of marching America towards communism. He claimed that Medicare and Medicaid and other social welfare legislation was going to lead to the complete loss of freedom in America. He opposed civil rights legislation, and you know, he talked about welfare queens and law and order. And as you referenced, in 1980, he talked about states' rights at the Neshoba County Fair in Mississippi, just a few miles where civil rights workers had been slain in 1964. And so a lot of that convinced, obviously, conservatives in America, the right in America, that he was sort of the right man, that he was their man, that he shared their beliefs, and he largely did. But now here's the key turn. When he was actually in office, he showed that he was not just an ideologue, he was also a pragmatist. He was able to pivot to the center and get things done. And he had nothing but contempt for conservatives who go over the flag, who go over the cliff with their flags flying. And that's a quote from Reagan. And he often said, if I get 80% of what I want, that's a victory. I don't have to get 100%. So he was able to compromise with Democrats in Sacramento and Washington and able to do things that if anybody else had done, it would horrify Republicans. He signed, for example, the most liberal abortion law in the country as governor of California. He raised taxes and raised spending. He cuts taxes and spending in some ways, but he also raised it in other ways. He, in 1986, as president, he signed an immigration bill that legalized millions of undocumented immigrants, what Republicans today would call an amnesty bill. And of course, his crowning achievement as president, after a lifetime as an staunch anti-communist, he wound up spending his second term as president working with the world's leading communist, Mikhail Gorbachev, to end the Cold War and reform the Soviet Union, even at a time when a lot of conservatives said that he was being snookered, that Gorbachev was taking him for a ride. But he was convinced that Gorbachev was somebody he could do business with, and he was right. So at the end of the day, what I would argue is what made Reagan a successful campaigner, a successful candidate, was that he was able to cater and express and embody conservative ideology. But what made him a successful leader as both governor and as president was that he was able to transcend that ideology. And I think that's really one, you know, Trump has so many shortcomings, but that's a huge one, because with Trump, there's no real difference between him as the campaigner and him as the president. He doesn't pivot to the center. He doesn't make compromises. And that's why he's not going to go down as a successful president. And Reagan is, because he was able to be much more pragmatic. It's really that streak of pragmatism, which I think accounts for why he's rated as one of the top 10 presidents in our history.
Do you think that accounts for the drag on the party, in the sense that Reagan, you had this movement occur where Democrats moved towards Reagan? You know, you had independents move toward Reagan. And I remember, Reagan Democrats playing a very prominent role then. Is it that sense, that ability to be pragmatic when it's required, and have people see that and trust that aspect of your leadership, which is clearly devoid in Trump, which is why his ceiling is 46%. He's not really claiming more than that. And a lot of that is really kind of sort of the entertainment value of Donald Trump as opposed to the real substantive, you know, narrative of the man.
Well, I think a lot of it was the fact that Reagan was so pragmatic and so willing to compromise. But I think also a lot of it was that he was willing to reach across the aisle. And he had a very pleasing personality. That was kind of a secret weapon. In 1964, when Reagan, as a former movie actor, was campaigning for Barry Goldwater, and people would hear both Goldwater and Reagan speaking at the same events, they would often come away saying, gee, I wish Reagan were the candidate rather than Goldwater, because Goldwater was this kind of fierce, uncompromising, take no prisoners conservative who was very gruff and kind of hard-edged. Whereas Reagan, you know, I ran across a newspaper account in the 1960s that said the Reagan personality is like a soothing, warm bathwater. It was very pleasing. He said many of the same things as Goldwater, but he said them with a smile and a twinkle in his eye and a joke that made them go down much easier. And so, you know, it was easy to hate Barry Goldwater or a lot of other kind of hard-edged conservatives, Newt Gingrich or others later on. It was very hard to hate Ronald Reagan. Very few people, you know, actively hated Reagan, especially if they met him, because even if you disagreed with the guy, he was so amiable, so pleasant. And he was also, he didn't engage in kind of the slash and burn rhetoric against his political opponents that you so often heard. In fact, he almost never referred to his political opponents except as my friends or, you know, my friends on the other side of the aisle or something like that. He didn't call them vermin or engage in name calling or anything like that. He understood that, you know, he was a former Democrat turned Republican. So he understood that he had to appeal more than just to his core. And that's why he was able to become so popular.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.